I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
What's going on, Colts Nation? I'm Lawrence Owen. With me, as usual, is my guys, Gerard Powers and Rodney McLeod. And it's not this Sunday. It's this Monday, 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. The Indianapolis Colts have their first Monday night football game of the year against the visiting Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, Rodney, what are your initial thoughts about hosting not just a Monday night football game, but against the Pittsburgh Steelers as well?
It's going to be a great game, man. It's going to be a good atmosphere. You know, Monday night, you know, everybody's locked in. So people, as Gerard knows, man, everybody's bringing their best as they do every week, but it's energy levels just up. Just a notch, man. Cause we know we're the only game on. And so we got to bring our best. And I know for us, man, we're anxious to get back on that field, to go out and get victorious, man. We came up short last week. You know, I know how my team's going to respond. We don't take that lightly. And so we got to defend our home turf. My wife reminded me of that and how we've lost the past couple at home. And that's not a good feeling, man. So Commanders and the Eagles both can't come down to the wire in 19-17, 17-16. So we got to get that nasty feeling out of our system and go ahead and take care of business at home. Steelers, well-coached team, Mike Tomlin, their record, you know, they're having a difficult year, just as well as, you know, us right now, to be honest. So this is huge. It keeps, you know, our playoff hopes alive. And so I'm excited for this matchup.
Absolutely. Gerard?
Man, one thing that used to excite me about, you know, playing in the NFL Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays was the primetime game. Now, I used to hate waiting for the primetime game just because it seemed like it used to take forever to get there. But used to love. But you just talked about your wife getting on to you about losing the last two home games. Man, I remember one time my wife had told me that she hated when we lost home games because whenever I had family, friends, everybody in town, it was just like the worst dinner afterwards. It was like everybody's at the house. I'm not talking to nobody.
Yeah.
So I can understand them vibes changing after a loss. But just talking about the Steelers a little bit, man, I'm excited about this game because, like you said, it's the next one, and coming off the loss that that just happened, you definitely can't wait to get back on the field, especially when you're talking about from the defensive perspective and just continuing week after week and just trying to be a better defense, which I feel like we have, and you guys are still proving a point that you're one of the best defenses in the league, no matter the situation or record or what the offense doing or anything like that. But the one thing that I will speak on about the offense is the Steelers do got T.J. Watt back in the fold, and people haven't been talking about it, but he made a hell of a play last week on an interception that I was just like, oh, man, I didn't even realize, you know, T.J. was back out there. So to see some big-time players like Rodney, and then you got Gilly and all these big-time players, and then on the other side of the ball with Minka, T.J. Watt, and all those, man, I'm excited about the Monday night game just because it's going to be another game where the defense is going to feel like they're playing against the other's defense, and it just brings the best out of both defenses. So I'm just excited about just another defensive-style game in itself.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, even golf. Head to betonline.ag to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Absolutely. And T.J. Watt is scary. When he's healthy and on the field, oh my goodness. I mean, if I remember right, he led the NFL in sacks last year. I mean, that's got to say something, right?
Oh, yeah. And the way grab that your attention.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And we already know that our offensive line for the Indianapolis Colts have had its problems this year. There better be some focus on the offensive side on how to deal with guys like TJ Watt and Cam Hayward. Cam Hayward ain't no joke either, right? He's a solid D tackle over there. But my question to you, Rodney, who's the guy that, I mean, obviously you got to focus on the entire offense. You got to stop everybody, but who's the one guy that you feel like is that Turner, that guy that the Steelers would go to when they absolutely need a play?
22. Najee Harris. I think he made Pro Bowl last year, if I'm not mistaken. If he didn't, I'm sure he should have. But he grabbed my attention last year as a rookie. It's hard to miss him and seeing what he was able to do for that offense and his running style and running dynamic. And so he's going to be somebody that we're going to have a lot of attention for. As always, like I come on here and tell y'all, man, the objective every week is stop the run. And so, you know, we know it starts with him. And, you know, he does get some catch out the backfield as well. So he's going to be a huge focal point for us and making sure that we contain him. We keep him limited population to the ball. Same mindset every week, to be honest. And then, you know, when we do force him back into to passing the ball, making the young rookie feel our presence, man. So we have to take advantage of that situation. But all in all, you gotta have your attention on 22.
Absolutely.
And I know Lawrence alluded to it earlier about, you know, the Coach Steelers rivalry and, you know, Coach always having trouble with Mike Tomlin and the Steelers in the past. But speaking on a Monday night football, that gives you a extra day in your week of preparation. What is a guy like Rodney McLeod going to do with an extra day of preparation knowing that, you know, you're the last game of the week this week?
Yeah, man, film is my best friend. It always is. You know, I tell everybody I'm not the fastest, the tallest, obviously, the biggest guy on the field. But a lot of what I do is because of my film study and practice, man. Like, I work my butt off every single week. And so with an extra week, it just gives me more time to be able to pick up on tendencies, tips, you know, formations, all those sorts of things that really go into a normal week. I take advantage of all time given. So I'm very excited about that, knowing that this is not a familiar team. So, you know, you're going to have to do a little bit more studying versus, you know, if this was a Houston Texans week, right? Like, they know us well. We play them twice a year. But now coming in, unfamiliar team, this gives me some extra time to really lock in and figure out what I can get an early jump on to be able to make some plays on Monday night.
All right. Have you watched much of the Steelers this year, Gerard?
A couple games.
Really? What's your thoughts on Pickens?
I think he has a big future ahead of him. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody expect any quarterback in the league to be successful right away. But, I mean, Rodney will tell you, when you're a young quarterback, I mean, you're going to go through your ups and downs. You're going to have your struggles until you figure it out. But the thing I see from him is his arm. He has a big arm, and that's the why he got drafted, the pick that he got drafted. He has nice size. I mean, he's from that area. He went to Pitt, you know, so it's a different type of love and understanding that he has for that organization and that team, because like I said, he's been there. Like, he's from that environment, he's from that culture. So you're dealing with somebody that really loves the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, it's probably more than just a job to him. So I feel like he's going to have a big future there. I think it's the right fit for him. It's just a matter of the Steelers now building around him, same way that they had to build around Ben when Ben was a rookie. Even though Ben had success as a rookie, everybody knows Ben, they leaned on that defense the entire time until Ben was ready to be Ben. So I think it's one of those situations to where Kenny's going to have his struggles, no doubt, this season, maybe some next year, but he'll definitely be better next year. But I think he's definitely got a big future ahead of him. Big arm, and that's what, you know, Pittsburgh's always been about, quarterbacks with big arms, and he definitely fits that narrative. They got Najee. He's a young guy. You know, they got some young receivers. So, you know, I think they just got to build around Pickett now, and they'll be fine in the future.
Rodney, have you started your film yet on the Steelers, or?
No, I'm going to get started today, so okay. I can't give too much on the quarterback as of right now. But I did, you know, I've caught a few highlights in the past. I know he has a great connection and relationship with 14, who's another young receiver that they have.
Pickens,
that can go up and climb the ladder, man. He's made some incredible catches, I think, in his young career this far. And tight end as well. So I'm going to be keyed in on those guys and get
Freiermuth
to studying today. Yeah.
Actually, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I hear Freiermuth. I hear Freiermouth. I don't know. I mean, but either way, he is a very solid tight end over there.
Yeah.
And then Deonta Johnson can take the top off
exactly.
of the defense.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah. They've got weapons over there on the offense. They got weapons on the defense. This is an underrated team, in my opinion. You know, the only issue is, you know, they started off, you know, obviously with the season that they've had with some injuries, you know, and then Mitch Trubisky was playing that because, you know, they wanted to give Kenny a little bit of time, which is understandable, you know. So this is a game I feel like the Steelers, you know, the Colts can't overlook a team like this. At all.
Coach's not overlooking anybody.
No. Not sitting
anybody.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah, 4-6-1. No. We're not overlooking this team. but what do you think is the one key for the Colts, the biggest key for the Colts to win? Would it be protecting the football, minimizing penalties? Last week we had a ton of penalties, you know, situations like that. What do you think is the biggest key in order for the Colts to walk away with a victory this Monday?
I think we just got to find a way to finish games, whether it's the offense on the field last or the defense on the field last. I mean, we've been playing, I want to say, well enough to win some of these games, but just not had the greatest execution at the end of the game to finish the game. So I'm going to say this game going forward, normally I would say, hey, we got to make sure Jonathan Taylor is involved. Hey, we got to make sure we don't turn the ball over. I think we're going to be in the game. I just think we need to make sure we finish this one, find ways to finish the game.
Rodney, what do you think is you feel would be the biggest key right now on the defense side? What do you think?
I think Gerard made a great point. It's finishing, but just playing a complete game. I would say that just a complete game from start to finish, dominating from play one to play 60. And that's really it. I think we found we did come away with turnovers last week. We had two. They only had one. So that's starting to work in our favor. So we have to continue that. And then just play our style of football, man. But more importantly, play a complete game. And we'll like the results.
Absolutely. You know, I was looking over some of the scoring, and if the Indianapolis Colts had scored at least 20 points, you know, in the games that they've scored less than 20 points, they'd have 8 wins right now. So the opportunities obviously are there. Now, again, you know, we would throw it on the offense, but at the same time, like you said, Rodney, if the defense can get an extra stop here or a turnover there, give the offense an opportunity to put points on the board, maybe a pick six or a fumble recovery, you know, stuff like that also changes games, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, those are situations. Just the Colts as a team need to find a way to score more points than what they have been as of late, because they're dead last in the NFL right now. And that's not a situation that you want to find yourself in. Another question right now for me, defensively wise, for both of you guys. All right. We're going to go back in time a little bit. Your favorite Monday night football games that either of you have played in?
Monday night. I'm trying to think Monday. Sometimes I get Mondays and the Sunday night games.
All of them run together. Yeah. Sunday, Thursday.
Okay. We'll just make it favorite primetime game.
My favorite primetime game, my rookie year, Patriots at home, for sure. I want to say it might have been Sunday night football. We're down. I think we talked about it before on the pod, but that was the one Bill Belichick tried to go for it, fourth and two on their own, like 30 or something like that. And I made a couple, you know, good plays, great plays. But that was my favorite. But my best game, though, we're playing Washington 2010. And I had a pick, like, four or five PBUs, like just played out of my mind. And I remember at the end of the game getting like the Sunday night football hat, you know, the football and all those type of things. So that was probably my best game. But my favorite game was the Patriots Colts when we beat them that time.
Okay. Rodney, your favorite primetime game in your career so far? And you can't say this
Super Bowl.
I was about to hit that first. You know, Super Bowl is the biggest. That's the biggest game of all time, right?
It is.
But I lost mine, so I couldn't speak on it. So.
Yeah. And I had some impactful plays in that game, so that was big. I would say, you know, of course, being in Philly, man, Dallas Cowboy rivalry is real, and a lot of those games always happen on Sunday night. And I think it was the year we won the Super Bowl. Ended up with a nice pick, a couple of, you know, other plays that I made. So it felt good knowing that, one, we did what we needed to do. We won. And then, two, that those plays are always going to show throughout that rivalry history. Mm-hmm. And to know that I was a part of that and I made impactful plays was big. So I would say those two. But it's so many, to be honest. Yeah. You start forgetting. You're like, oh, dang, I did that.
I did do that.
You got to go back to the highlight. I haven't got a game ball like Gerard, though, on Sunday night or Thursday night. I'm mad about that. So
there we go. Monday. Here we go.
I'm hoping for that. I need that.
Get a forced fumble and a couple interceptions this Monday, and then get yourself a game ball.
Touchdown, PBU, 6-7 tackles, I'm good. Yeah, I like that.
All right. Well, it's that time of the show where we're going to make our predictions for this coming game, primetime game, as usual. You know, to start off the predictions, Rodney, is this a game we're going to win?
Man, always. You know, I'm calling it a win, Monday night football. Everybody show up. Let's show out.
All right. Gerard, what is your prediction for this game?
21-17, Colts.
21-17. Wow. I'm looking at this game going, man, if we can't get the offensive line, especially the two young guys, to play a little bit better, get out of their inexperience, I would say, right, is probably the best way of putting it. I think Jeff Saturday even said something about that in his press conference, right? It's just inexperience, kind of, you know, learning as you're playing, especially Ryman with some of his holding calls and things of that nature. And then, of course, Fry's over on guard. We can get those guys playing a little bit better, then I think that we'll start playing much, much better. But this is a tough game to do that against. Like I said, with the front seven that the Steelers have, and then, of course, Minka back there at the safety, who is an opportunistic safety if there ever was one in the NFL. So, you know, a ton of respect for him. I feel like, though, that the advantage when it comes to the defense goes to the Colts in this game. Even with those guys I just mentioned, I still feel like the Colts defense as a whole are playing out of their minds this year, right? I feel like that they can shut down just about anyone in the NFL. So you got a lot of faith in me and a lot of fans out there, Rod, to you and the rest of the guys over there on defense. I feel like the Colts could run away with this game at home on primetime. They've been very good in primetime games the last 2 years. They're 5 out of their last 6. So it's pretty impressive. They only lost one of five last year. So that's wow. And then, of course, we won against Denver on Thursday Night Football this year. 28-13.
I like it. I like it. I like the confidence in that. Yeah, this week's going to be different, Lawrence. Every time you answer the predictions with confidence, we win.
Absolutely. I feel like this is a game that we should really dominate from start to finish, you know, and this time we're going to dominate on the finish, right?
Yeah.
Both offensively and defensively, we're not letting up, you know, late in the fourth quarter. We're going to finish this game out. I love the opportunity here to get a nice shining light on Monday Night Football. Like you said, it's the only game this year, or it's a game this year where everybody is watching you, right? So this is your opportunity to show everybody who don't know much about the Colts what the Colts really are and who you stand, what you stand for. So
you know it.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Thanks so much, Gerard. Rodney, thanks for coming out this week and giving us your thoughts about the games and getting predictions and things of that nature. Love some of the stories that you guys have shared. And ladies and gentlemen, this was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. That was Gerard Powers, Rodney McLeod, and as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?